Good morning.
Hi, welcome to Double Sided Story. I'm
Hello.
Lilia.
I'm Eleanor.
Woo.
It's beautiful out, and there's not a freaking chainsaw out here this time. So that's a lot better.
Exciting.
Yeah, and if we have to cut out anything, it'll be me doing it.
Sharing responsibility.
Yeah, like the mature adults we are. Especially since this episode is a lot more niche than our other subjects have been, this is probably going to be a shorter episode.
Yeah. Plus, not every episode needs to be a full half hour, because maybe y'all don't want to always listen to that. But you get to listen to this.
I think they all do. They all want to listen to us. We should make a 90-minute episode.
We should make our episodes 24 hours. It just narrates their day.
And they're daily, too.
Yes. A 24-hour episode every day. You can just hear us talk to you constantly.
And listen, if you don't listen to all 24-hour episodes every day, you're not a real fan.
Yeah, big fan. Big fan behavior. Okay, so I actually retook the tests yesterday. We were talking about Enneagram and Myers-Briggs, right?
Yes, I did too.
Vibes. Okay, so which one do you want to talk about first? I will say, full disclaimer, this is much more of an Eleanor topic than a me topic, so I'm letting her take the lead on this one. I'm letting you take the lead.
Okay, so first of all, I think we should start with Myers-Briggs, because I feel like that one's a little more popular and well-known. So Myers-Briggs is a personality test where you get four letters. Some people incorporate a fifth, but I just want to stick with the four. Just for simplicity's sake, both can be one of two options. And it's like the ENTP, ENTJ, INFP, all that. And there's four different categories. You can get one letter or the other letter, and then it gives you a four-letter label. And you can Google and find out jobs you want to do. And it's actually gotten like a really popular internet following because of like hashtags that pop up under those four letters. And so do you think I should explain the letters?
Go through like what each of the subjects is maybe of each one, because like, you know, they both all address different aspects of the personality.
Okay, so basically there's 16 types, and that's actually where you can take the simplest version of the test. It's just 16personalities.com,
I think.
That's
what I did.
Yeah, that's what I did. But the first letter is your level of extroversion versus introversion. The second letter is how you make decisions, which is either intuition, like planning, or sensing, so like making it up as you go. The third letter is another aspect of how you make decisions, and it is feeling versus thinking, like which drives you. And then the fourth letter, judgment versus perception. It's like how we operate in the world. I love personality tests. Let me just lead with that. I think they're really fun, but I also think the culture around them is really crazy, which is why I wanted to talk about this topic. But I have taken the Myers-Briggs. I've been taking it for years. I've been taking Myers-Briggs since before I was old enough to have a real personality.
I want a little bit of my history with this. I met this one, you, hi, back in freshman year. And
yeah, COVID,
No, it wasn't COVID. It was freshman year, November. You know how I know? Because it was the last class of the day, Bell History, right before the play. And this was...
Oh, right.
This was my first time ever being in, like, a real production. My middle school did plays that every single or musicals that every single person was required to be in, and so it wasn't very stressful because every single person was there, and it felt like any of the other, you know, school performances they put on. But I was very stressed. Looked at me and you're like, take this test, distract yourself. And so I'm like, on one hand, panicking, freaking out about like, oh my god, I have to play this evening. And then our teacher, love her, one of the best teachers we had in high school, for sure. She's just like, you don't even have to worry about doing your history work today. Like, I know you're stressed. You're good.
Yeah, because it was opening night.
Yeah, and it was like, we were working on a project for like a week at that point. And she's like, you have a week till this project's due. Relax. You're fine. You know, and you're like,
we love
here,
her.
Take this. You're like, here, take this personality, because I know I love her so much. And so I have done it where I've taken the test about once a year. I normally try to take it in the fall. I took it yesterday for the purpose of this podcast. But I normally take it about once a year and I write it down. I like tracking how it's changed over time.
Have you changed a lot?
The biggest one is the E versus I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Go first.
All right. So as of yesterday, I took the test and got ENFJ. So help me out here. I don't know if I can do that. Extroverted for the E. N would be the intuitive.
Intuition. Yes.
Intuition, yeah. Then feeling and judgment. Take that
Yeah.
as you will. The 16 personality type is the protagonist. So I'm just that cool.
Ooh. I, as of yesterday and as of the last 3 or 4 times I've taken it, I've gotten ISTP, which is introversion, sensing, thinking, and perception. And on the, it says I'm the virtuoso.
Wait, we're complete opposites, aren't we?
Wait, shit, we are.
Opposites attract, you know, as
Yeah,
our friends.
fingers crossed. As for my history, I got ENTP for a long time, and I got ENTJ for a long time. And there was also a long time where I switched between E and I every single time I took it. I'm older, I've pushed further into I. Like, I think when I took it yesterday, I got maybe 85% I. What about
Sorry,
your
I just
history?
my history. No, I just noticed something really interesting. All right, so back in freshman year, I will give this the dates. This is so weird though. Apparently, I've come first full circle because I went from ENFJ on November 1st, 2019, to INFP approximately a year later. Technically, it was October 30th, but on 2020, but INFP, then INTJ. Then ENFP and then back to ENFJ. We did a circle, except if anyone tries to insinuate I'm the same person I was freshman year of high school, I will punch them.
Did you? So wait, the only letter that really remained consistent for you was F.
The N. No, because the F changed in 2021.
Oh.
It went back. The N remained consistent.
I
Yeah.
don't think I've ever gotten an F. But
Really?
also you know me, I'm like a little bit analytical.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Did you read at all about your current type?
I've gotten protagonist a lot because I feel like I've got obviously I got it before freshman year. So protagonist, the little script summary thing it gives right below because I didn't scroll through it too much because I was busy yesterday. It said protagonists are inspiring optimists, readily taking action to do what they feel is right, which is really ironic because on my Enneagram on that test, I actually like kept pressing no on the do you stand up for what you think? And I took these back to back. It was not like a
Oh.
because I have a tendency to if I'm in a group and like I have a thought and then other people also have thoughts that differ from mine, I'm just like, you're right, bye. Like, unless it's someone I'm close with or something I really, really care about, I will like just kind of defer to what other people want.
Oh, then maybe that's an area where the fifth letter is relevant then. The A and the T. Which one did you get?
Key.
That makes sense because A is assertive and T is not. I don't remember what T is for, but I know A is assertive.
I just remember. Again, back with our same freshman year history teacher versus is she also taught our senior year psychology. And so we did these tests in class, or not, we didn't do the test, we just looked at the chart in class.
Yeah, like a really bare bones version of it.
Yeah, but also if you Google Myers-Briggs test, it is one of the first things that come up again.
But keep going with the description of the one you have.
So I'll go with, do you want me to just go through the four labels that I got? Okay. So I got extroverted, 71%. Extroverted individuals readily enjoy group activities and value social interaction. They tend to be out enthusiastic and express their excitement. Because we talked about a lot about introversion and extroversion in our last thing, I feel like we don't need to talk about that as much today.
Especially since most people know what that is.
Yeah. Intuitive versus observant. Intuitive individual, I got 84% intuitive. Intuitive individuals are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. They value originality and focus on hidden meanings and distant possibilities. Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, yeah, now I the differences between
Nature. So this, I got the 56% thinking, or not thinking, feeling, was reading the 44% thinking and 56% feeling. Feeling individuals value emotional expression and sensitivity. They place a lot of importance on empathy, social harmony, and cooperation. But that one's so close. That's one of the ones where it's like, I've bonked back into thinking instead of feeling once, but like, when it's that close together. And then the JP, the judging versus prospecting. 44 again, in favor of judging. Judging individuals are decisive, thorough, highly organized, clarity, predictability, and closure, planning to spontaneity.
I don't not see it, but I recognize that that's not a very high percentage right there.
Because it's like, if I'm with my friends, all my friends know, like, very much spontaneous activities tend to be my brand.
Yeah.
You know, it's become running joke of one of my friends that she's like, at this point, my mom no longer asks where we're going because she just knows that we're going to go to at least three other places as well.
Oh. Don't let them take you to a second location.
How about a third and fourth?
Oh, she's dangerous. Okay.
I know.
Do you want to get into the fifth letter?
I think I need to.
Okay.
I got
okay.
A 92 to 8.
Whoa. Go ahead.
Okay. Assertive versus turbulent. Turbulent individuals are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. They feel a sense of urgency in their emotions and tend to be success-driven, perfectionist, and eager to improve. I think I just got roasted. But yeah, 92% turbulent. Apparently, I feel called to serve a greater purpose in life, and I'm idealistic and want to have a positive impact on the other people in the world around me. I mean, I do. That does make sense for me, because I do have a lot of, like, again, my personal brand, not trying to sound pretentious. I just mean, like, a big part of what I think makes me is that I like to help others. Like, for a while.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
Not, if I'm not doing well, it is my go-to tactic to feel better to start reaching out to other people and just be like, hey, how you doing? Anything I can do to help you? Like,
that's kind of sweet, though. Yeah, that feels pretty accurate for you. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's like what we talk about. Some of them, when they're close together, it's like, you know, it can switch based on the day, I feel like. Do you want to go through yours?
Yeah. Okay, so ISTP. For introversion versus extroversion, we know what that is. I got introverted. Like, that's like social exhaustion. I don't need to go through that. Y'all know what that is. So for energy, I got 6436 sensing, where I am highly practical, pragmatic, and down to earth. I tend to have strong habits and focus on what is happening or what has already happened. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that tracks.
Yeah, and that's also my weakest percentage of the four. And it's still 64, which isn't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thinking versus feeling, I get 89% thinking, 11% feeling. Thinking individuals focus on objectivity and rationality, prioritizing logic over emotions.
Yeah, like you said,
that feels like a shade button.
Some of these are a bit of a shade button.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a shade button. Okay, so judging versus perception, I got 89-11. Prospecting individuals are very good at improvising and spotting opportunities. They tend to be flexible, relaxed, nonconformists who prefer keeping their options open. That is me. Okay, and then, yeah, I got assertive versus turbulent. Assertive individuals are self-assured, even-tempered, and resistant to stress. So I was just going to give a basic rundown of ISTP, because I didn't do that. Virtuosos love to explore with their hands and their eyes, touching and examining the world around them with cool rationalism and spirited curiosity. People with this personality type are natural makers, moving from project to project, building the useful and the superfluous for the fun of it, and learning from their environment as they go. Often mechanics and engineers, virtuosos find no greater joy than in getting their hands dirty, pulling things apart, and putting them back together just a little bit better than they were before. While their mechanical tendencies can make them appear simple at a glance, virtuosos are actually quite enigmatic, friendly but very private, calm but suddenly spontaneous, extremely curious but unable to stay focused on formal studies. Virtuoso personalities can be a challenge to predict, even by their friends and loved ones. Virtuosos can seem very loyal and steady for a while, but they tend to build up a store of impulsive energy that explodes without warning, taking their interests in bold new directions.
I feel like this is kind of where we were expecting the episode to go, where we get into, like, analyzing what weight one should put on these personality tests. Because it's like, these individual descriptors, one, it's you're one or the other, which is, depends on situation for me, at least for some of them. It's like the spot, like I was talking about, the spontaneous versus planned. Like, I need generally a pretty rigid schedule day to day to know what I'm doing, but on days that I don't have things scheduled, it's like school. School is good for me. I like knowing that, like, class, I go from class to class. I don't have to think about it too hard. And then I like having, like, certain activities that I have every week, like my open mics. And then I like being able to go and do random crap on the weekends. Like,
yeah,
I need a balance. And I feel like it's sometimes a little too simplified.
But that's the thing, is, like, even with the differences you described there, I just notice that you are always just going.
I really,
like,
am.
It's that's the kind of thing that would exhaust me, which is, like, that's not an issue with either of us, it's just a difference.
I know you love your personality tests, but at the same time I look at them and I'm like, you can't categorize everyone in the world into one of these 16 categories and expect
absolutely
them to fit.
Especially since you have to fit into a binary category on each one, which is nuts. We're people, we're more complex than that. And also, additional thought, if you've ever taken the 16 personalities quiz, you know that some of the questions on there are not personality issues, they're like self-esteem issues.
Truth.
Like there's one that's something along the lines of, I always worry that I will mess up with something tiny and everyone will hate me. It doesn't say that, but that's the sentiment. And I'm like, that is not an issue with your personality, honey.
There's also some that are clearly, like, anxiety related. Like, you know, obviously I have anxiety. Almost everyone who listens to this knows me personally. Y'all know I have anxiety.
Almost, like, everyone who listens to this has it.
True. And so some of the questions are like, I get anxious in new situations. Like, yeah, I do. That's not a personality fact. That's an anxiety fact.
Oh, but it also could be.
I mean, yeah.
It could absolutely be. Because there are people that, like, it's not to the point of a disorder, but it's, like, there are people that tend to be more high-strung than others.
Yeah, no, some of it is personality and some of it is, that, and that's also part of the thing, is there's no way to draw a line. You can't, because the brain and all the brain things that are happening in the brain are very, very nebulous concepts.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can't put them into little boxes. However,
especially,
I think little boxes help to better understand what is happening in the brain and the brain
places. Yeah, girl, I was just, you were like, you were complaining about the little boxes, and I was sitting here like, honey, you love boxes.
I know I love my boxes. I think boxes serve a purpose, but boxes should not be seen as the end-all be-all.
No, I don't see it that way. Just because I think it's fun doesn't mean that
I know you don't. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. I love you. I do not say things on this podcast that I'm like, these are going to cause a fight and a real disagreement.
No, yeah, that's just immature. And if it were to happen just in passing, then we could edit it out. But do you want to run through strengths and weaknesses? And until we move on to Enneagrams.
Yeah, hold on, where is the strengths and weaknesses? I'm sorry, all of this speaking up for what's right, leading the way on the protagonist, I'm like, keep telling yourself.
You do lead the way. You do lead the way.
Yeah. So strengths and weaknesses.
All right.
Do we want to just alternate?
Yeah. Yeah, you first.
All right.
And so, we can be like, yes, that applies, or no, it doesn't, to each other. I trust you enough with that.
I'm just gonna read the like first thing, and if it needs more explanation, I'll give some. I just don't want to read all of these paragraphs.
Of course.
So receptive, open-minded, basically reliable, mm-hmm. passionate, altruistic, and then charismatic.
Yes, you are. You are very charismatic, but not in the way that you'd like imagine when you think of someone who's charismatic. You know, still there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand, because no, I don't really know what you mean. I'm going to be honest.
At least for me, this has been my experience with you. Charismatic. You have an air to you that's like friendly. You don't seem to scare many people away.
Except for the younger people in high school. They're terrified of me for no reason.
But that's because you're a senior.
Yeah. Although it was worse last year with the other leather jacket and the combat boots.
That was so dumb. I'm sorry.
I miss my old leather jacket. But anyway, no, it was so funny. Like, they had no reason to be scared of me. But it was so funny. Comedy at its finest. I am not a scary person.
No, you're not. That's what I just said. And my perception might be a little skewed because I know you, but like that's the vibes I'm getting. But everything else seems very accurate, strengths wise.
Yeah. Okay, so what are your strengths, my dear friend?
Optimistic and energetic. Creative, practical, spontaneous, rational. Know how to prioritize, great in a crisis, and relaxed. I'm not sure about priorities, but that also might just be being young.
Know how to prioritize, but that's so, again, subjective, because it's like yesterday, this is an example with me. You know, I prioritized going to get my nails fixed over like some other things I kind of needed to do yesterday. However, that was a priority to me because I was becoming non-functional, because I could no longer play guitar because I had acrylic nails on. And that is not a priority to most people, because there is nothing urgent or necessary, but it was a priority to me. So knowing how to prioritize doesn't necessarily mean what other people think you should prioritize.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, the paragraph with it does make it seem to apply a little bit more. It's two sentences, but this flexibility comes with some unpredictability, but virtuoso personalities are able to store their spontaneity for a rainy day, releasing their energy just when it's needed most. Because that sounds more like me rather than just know how to prioritize.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do weaknesses?
Oh god, this one's going to be rough for me. I just scrolled through them real quick. Ooh. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Unrealistic. Overly idealistic, condescending, intense, and overly empathetic.
I think we're about 60-40 there.
Really?
Yeah, not all of it.
Many protagonists put pressure on themselves to right every wrong that they encounter. I'm being laughed at.
Yeah, but okay, here's the thing. I think you are idealistic, but I don't think you're abnormally idealistic. Like, I think you're a pretty healthy amount of idealistic. And condescending, you can be, but it's not constant. And you're not as bad as I am. And you're not as bad as I am. But also several of those weaknesses, quote unquote, were just like, you're too good of a person.
Okay, to be fair, I think especially like companies like this, they don't want to say like super bad things because then people won't give them money.
Yeah, they use like Zodiac language where they like beat around the bush.
Yeah.
All right, you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Stubborn, insensitive, private, reserved, easily bored, dislike commitment.
I think all but insensitive fits you. Like, I would not use that to describe you at any point. Like, stubborn, I'm sorry, like you can be sometimes, but
yeah.
Private depends on the matter, but yeah, but I don't think that's really a weakness. I don't know what it actually says there, but just privacy, wanting privacy in general is not a weakness and makes sense with the introversion. I realize that's not, we've talked about before, that's not exactly what introversion is, but you know what I mean.
The thing is with the private one is that I say this a lot. There's a difference between pushing something down and just making the conscious choice to deal with something privately. And that's the negative versus not negative. But continue.
The board easily. I mean, you aren't as bad as some people with the board easily. It's just going to be a, I'm over it. That's it. Everything's done. And I'm like, board easily. I feel like that isn't necessarily a weakness unless it's
uprooting other people. Causing
problems for others, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, that also keeps things interesting, because, you know, I feel like that's how we end up doing a bunch of random crap.
The insensitive one is actually kind of a big problem for me, for people that I don't know.
Oh, shade button. I feel like you can sum it up pretty easily with shade button.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, that's something I'm working on. Okay, do we want to move on to Enneagram? But
here's the thing. I did not feel like making an account. And so I did not actually get to analyze or know what my results mean. I just got numbers. Please, Eleanor, explain the Enneagram test.
Okay, so the Enneagram is 8 types in, or no, 9 instead of 16. Each type is a different type of person. They also involve wings, but wings are like distinctions within one of the 9 types, but that gets complex. So, which one did you get?
9. I don't know what that means, because, again, I could not get analysis on any of them. I got 9, but I also got high scores for 2 and 7.
Okay. So, all right. 9 is the peacemaker. Type 9 values harmony, comfort, and peace. They're motivated by a need to always keep the peace and avoid conflict.
Yeah.
They go with the flow and tend to let others take control so that they can make other people happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that does make sense. Out of curiosity, what's 2 and 7? You don't have to read the full description, but
Okay, so 7, positive, fun-loving, spontaneous, and motivated by a need to be happy. Isn't everyone motivated by a need to be happy? They never want to be tied down and are almost always full of energy. They never want to feel any kind of emotional pain or discomfort, so they do everything they can to keep themselves busy and have a good time.
Yeah, I certainly do keep myself busy to avoid emotional pain or discomfort, so.
And type 2 is the helper. They like to lend hand and act as a support system for their family and friends. They are motivated by their need to be loved and needed at all times.
I think I just got roasted. I think I said that earlier, too. But
they're extremely giving to the point of ignoring their own needs. They really want to be liked and have a strong fear of being disliked by others, so they will do anything to ensure that they fit in. They tend to ignore their own boundaries for the sake of others.
You just keep reading words, and it keeps getting worse for me.
I remember, I think the last time we took this one together, you got 2.
That would not surprise me. Yeah, but I feel like you combine all of this together and you get a more accurate picture of who I am, and then instead of just taking, like, 9.
Yeah, and, like, the biggest criticism I hear Enneagrams is that they too much focus on one singular thing. Like, see, type 2 was, like, helping people. Type 7 was the pursuit of happiness. Type 9 was pursuing peace. And those are things that are present in, like, most people.
Yeah. It also, half the questions were, like, repeating themselves in, like, a slightly different way. And I was like, this is kind of the same question asked over and over again. And so, and I realize it's because, you know, you look at the same concept from a slightly different angle, it changes how you'd respond. But exactly, you look at the same, I feel like that, two sides of the same coin. Out of curiosity, what do you get?
Me, consistently, ever since I started taking this quiz, and I haven't been taking this one as long as I've been taking Myers-Briggs, so maybe a year and a half. I am type 8. I have gotten that every single time. I don't even think I get really high percentages in any other type.
Oh, please enlighten me and the viewers. What is a type 8?
Type 8, self-confident, assertive, protective, resourceful, straight-talking, and decisive, but can also be egocentric and domineering.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't necessarily mean just for the, like, egocentric, domineering. I mean all of that.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Eights feel they must control their environment, sometimes yeah. becoming confrontational and intimidating. Eights typically have problems with their tempers and with allowing themselves to be vulnerable.
I feel like you just got shade buttoned.
Yeah.
You shade buttoned yourself.
It says, at their best, self-mastering, they use their strength to improve others' lives, becoming heroic and inspiring.
Are you a hero? Did you go on the hero's journey?
I think high school was kind of a hero's journey. One more thing about type 8, and then I'll Google type 2 so I can find one that actually says nice things about you, because I don't know why this one says nice things and that one didn't. But want to be self-reliant, to prove their strength and resist weakness, to be important in the world, to dominate the environment, and to stay in control of their situation.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, though. Like, I feel like sometimes, depending on where you land, I say you, I mean the general you, you might, like, judge someone else for where they land. But, like, I was thinking about this a little bit, you're saying, like, it says bad things about two. I don't think it necessarily does. Just depends on your perspective. I mean, it doesn't say great things, but...
I'm going to pull up two now, because I know you got more nine, but I think...
They were so close.
And both of us see more two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... type twos are empathetic, sincere, and warm-hearted, friendly, generous, and self-sacrificing, but can also be sentimental, flattering, and people-pleasing. They are well-meaning and driven to be close to others, but can slip into doing things for others in order to be needed. They typically have problems with possessiveness and with acknowledging their own needs.
Okay.
And this one says altruism, too.
I don't vibe with them as much as the other dream, because I feel like this is, like... I feel like Enneagrams are more of which aspect of your personality is strongest, as opposed to, like, how do you define your personality?
That is a good point. Because that, like, plays into what I was saying, is that these are all dominant traits that are present in almost everybody.
Enneagrams is about what guides you, whereas I feel like Myers-Briggs is about what makes up who you are.
Yeah, and if we're gonna, like, attack Myers-Briggs for being too rigid, this is worse. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Myers-Briggs at least has different categories. Like, yeah. Different combinations of things you can be. And again, I just think this stuff is fun. I like the memes and the, just reading about it, because I think that the fact that we are so obsessed as a culture with shoving ourselves into little groups, even ones that have absolutely no basis in fact at all. Because, like, I think maybe not so much Myers-Briggs, but I just get the vibes from Enneagrams that if you were to ask the person who created them how they got their information, they'd be like, oh yeah, my source is myself.
Yeah.
Like,
do we even know? That would have been good prior research, but let's be honest, I don't think we've ever actually researched a thing for this podcast ever. Do we know the history of either of them?
I feel like Myers-Briggs,
learn about
Myers-Briggs is the names of the scientists who came up with. Okay, so as far as history, this is another thing that it makes sense why we like Myers-Briggs a little more than Enneagrams. Myers-Briggs is much, much newer than Enneagrams. Myers-Briggs is about 100 years old. Enneagrams have basis as far as 380.
Damn.
So like 1700 years ago.
That's insane.
Yes, so these are much, much older, which I think honestly makes it all make a little more sense.
But it's neat to think about. We're taking, I assume it's a different test. We're still analyzing ourselves the same way that we've done for thousands of years. Which also goes to show that humans like their little boxes.
Yeah, humans like to fit in. I think it's just, it's been something that's consistently appealed to humans over generations and generations. And I don't know. And it's like, I see people on the internet talking like, we are so obsessed with labels nowadays. And it's like, it's not just nowadays, honey. It's
yeah, it's...
because this is labels. This is types 1 through 9, and it's 1500 plus years old.
Because it is human nature to want to fit in, I think. And it's, I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think any of these things is a bad thing unless you're trying to completely define yourself. And not even yourself. The issue is when you start to try to define others by it.
And your relationships.
Yeah. It's like Zodiac. I mean, that's another way of boxing people for thousands of years. Zodiacs have thousands of years of history, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, they go back to Mesopotamia. But why do I just know that? I'm sure I'm right, though. But
yeah. Also, I'm a Libra.
I'm a Sagittarius. It says so on our logo.
Oh my god, it does. Yeah, I feel like that's, if we're going to talk about personality types.
But also, I feel like, yes, it's a good comparison to make to Zodiacs. I feel like Zodiacs honestly even serve as a better example of how much humans like these little boxes, because Zodiac, they're entirely based in stuff that can't be proved on an earthly level at all.
Yeah.
Enneagram and Myers-Briggs kind of can. Because it's like how you feel about yourself and how you go about things. Like, that is what's happening.
People want to feel like they belong. In a group.
Yeah, and I think it's not a big deal unless you're, like, seriously basing life decisions off of it. But if you just like to do research and look at memes and have fun, then that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So, how do we feel about this episode?
Yeah. I like it. I think good vibes. I don't know. I feel like we almost got to a full point. I feel like we didn't quite hit it. Hold on.
Well, the point was that humans like their little boxes.
We like our little boxes. Little boxes are good. We're like cats. This is my favorite metaphor. Humans are like cats. If you try to force them in the box, they will jump out. They do not like being forced in a box. Do not put your cat in boxes. However, if you put a box gently on the floor and leave it for them, they will happily jump in it and curl up if they think it is a good box for them. And humans are the same. Do not put humans in box. They don't like that.
Let them choose their own box.
Let them choose their own box that they like and that brings them joy.
Yeah, it's like, the more I look into stuff like this, and honestly, like, any category that humans like to relate to ourselves, there's a tendency that seems consistent over time that we really are just animals, you know?
Yeah.
Because we think of each other as so different, and we are so different, but I think that there's greater connections amongst us than we acknowledge on a day-to-day level.
Yeah. It ended up also being a full-length episode. Our bad.
We're chatty.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lilia.
I'm Eleanor.
And this has been a double-sided story.
We out, content consumers.
Bye!
Bye!